Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. What will Ukraine's lower draft age mean for its future and the local church? Then, Keys for Kids audio Bibles are reaching families in one of the most remote areas in the Himalayas. We'll tell you what's happening as we unpack these stories for you today. We'll begin in Ukraine, which is lowering its draft age from 27 years old to 25 in an attempt to increase the number of men available to fight Russia's invasion. Eric Mock with Slava Gospel Association explains.
The grinding years of this war has taken many young lives. Over 500,000 soldiers killed or seriously injured. They can't maintain protecting their country without gathering more people.
The decision is costly in more ways than one.
By lowering the age from 27 to 25, you're now cutting into the young workforce. By fighting the good fight to defend their country, they may also be causing serious injury to their economy as they're bringing forward young men and women who might otherwise be the future leaders, producers.
Churches in Ukraine also face a shortage of men to shepherd their flocks due to the ongoing war. A third of pastors and church leaders either left the country or are serving as chaplains in the military. SGA is helping partner churches train 1,000 missionary pastors to fill the gaps, but
if you start seeing an increase of these men fighting on the front line, that dream of 1,000 men to care for these churches is nothing more than imagination.
Read the full story and we'll connect you with SGA at missionnews.org. Next, there have been a slew of attacks recently around the world on journalists and freedom of the press. From cyber attacks on media outlets to outright killings of journalists, it's a trend for you to be aware of and praying into. Denise Godwin with International Media Ministry says,
I think it's so important to recognize that while there's these challenges to free speech, there's still other ways to get truth into different cultures.
One of those ways is through story, which IMM has specialized in for years for the sake of the gospel.
It could be a docudrama or a dramatized Bible story or a short social media conversation starter. And these are moments that story can get behind a line that maybe a straight up journalist story about corruption can't get there.
You can respond to the global need for gospel truth by praying and raising awareness of abuses.
Pray for truth to be available, light to be available to these people, that the Holy Spirit would be at work. There's just so many parts of the world where the spiritual battle is real and intense. It's really important that we find a way to get salt and light and truth in the gospel into more places. And what a privilege to be part of that.
Finally, imagine growing up in the heart of the Himalayas. Visitors are an extreme rarity because your tiny village is accessible only by air. Few people can read, so tradition and legend dominate your thought pattern. Keys for Kids' Greg Yetter says, this is life in Mugu, Nepal.
If you were to ask some of these people who Jesus is, many of them would say, I don't know, who is his father or where does he live?
Keys for Kids partners Good News Nepal recently supplied dozens of audio Bibles to a handful of Christians in the region.
Kind of in the northwest center of Nepal, very hard to reach. There's just one little airstrip that they fly into and then they walk to this little village. But they were able to provide these storytellers to these kids and teenagers. Now the kids have something that they can not only know who Jesus is, but they can grow in their faith.
Storytellers are solar-powered MP3 players with hours of Keys for Kids stories on them and a dramatized audio Bible in Nepali. Even though these units were given to the kids, they're reaching the whole family.
The moms and dads are finally learning about God's word through these storytellers, because many of them just can't read.
Now that you know, will you pray?
We can't do anything without prayer partners. Pray that God will provide the resources that we need, provide the safety for our partners on the ground there. Good News Nepal, you can support us. These units are not cheap. They're about $35 each.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.